25 years ago, when the Berlin Wall opened, I spent a week there watching the celebrations. People standing on the wall, chipping off pieces of cement as souvenirs.
Yes, it's quality, made in Germany.
Die besten Zement, den sie bei uns hatten.
The best cement in the world comes from Germany. Yeah. Huh? Well, there certainly is a lot of it. That's
I met Birgit, who had just come from East Germany and was close to tears.
I went to the wall and saw the people who were celebrating, and it was crazy. Yes, it was wonderful for me.
But what we don't remember is the immigration debate that quickly developed during that week in 1989, a resentment at the flood of visitors and all the ads for cheap labor.
Now they're already putting up in ads for East students who want to work here on the weekends. So they could come over here, work 2-3 hours, and you got a month's rent. That's why they made the wall, because the people would live there, work here, and there was no way of getting the two systems compatible. I have people come into my place, women saying, can I be a cleaning lady? I work for very cheap.
This is a business owner I met near the old Reichstag building.
It's not normal. We call it almost a plague right now because, what do you call it, little insects that come over.
Locusts?
Locusts, yeah, it's like the locust plague. They come over in swarms. The joke is going around, there's no banana left in West Berlin.
As I walked the streets with my translator, we started seeing banana graffiti stenciled on the buildings.
Okay, we saw a banana painted on the side of a building. What is the significance of the banana now in Berlin?
Well, a banana is a symbol for everything which has been desired by the people coming over here. There's also this one joke where they were asking, or they ask you, how do you use a banana for a compass?
A direction finder, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You put it on the wall, and on the Berlin Wall, and the side which is bitten is the east.
The lines outside the McDonald's, the realization that these new visitors were willing to work for a lot less, the fact that they were given 100 marks in greeting money just for coming in, all of that created resentment, which may help explain why our immigration debate today is so difficult. People everywhere mistrust large numbers of strangers, and it's not just about race or income. The people flooding into West Berlin 25 years ago spoke the same language, were the same race, the same nationality, shared the same history. In fact, they were human symbols of the end of the Cold War. And even then, it wasn't easy.